This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everything you do is making an impact in this world.
This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue.
How dare you?
And I feel like it's my responsibility as a human being.
So what? The world is at stake.
You're listening to Eco Chic, a podcast about climate, sustainability, and eco-conscious lifestyles.
What, like it's hard?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Eco Chic. My name is Laura Diaz, and I am very happy to see you again, or if you're here for the first time, it's really nice to meet you. We haven't had a solo episode in a minute, and I'm really excited to be coming to you today to talk about conscious consumerism, just you and me. Conscious consumerism is probably one of my favorite topics and one that we come back to quite frequently. I think it's a very big centerpiece when it comes to environmental living and eco lifestyles. We're all trying to think a little bit more deeply about what it is we're purchasing and what brands we are supporting. However, during this period of social isolation, of social distancing, of quarantine, during these quarantines, it's really interesting to be a conscious consumer because a lot of the time when you're a conscious consumer, you are inherently just buying less. You look at an item and you think about it and you research the brand and you say, do I have something similar already? Can I buy it secondhand? How often will I use whatever this piece of clothing or home decor or whatever other thing you're considering? Is this a brand or an organization that I'm really proud to stand behind and put my dollars towards? If you're someone who doesn't typically spend actively or spend on these kind of frivolous ideas we may have, it's a really difficult time to be a conscious consumer during this pandemic because you may be feeling a little bit of pressure to support local or shop local or support your communities or support your favorite brands. And maybe you really want to do it. But it kind of goes a little bit against your conscious consumerism lifestyle in some capacity. I've brought this conversation and this issue up a couple of times in the last couple months, actually, on social media, and I've been talking pretty actively to listeners like yourself because I think that this is a common sentiment that a lot of us are feeling right now. And I've found that while a lot of people are experiencing this, we don't have a whole lot of different solutions. Some people are feeling the pressure and saying, okay, if I'm going to shop local or support local, I will buy a gift card. Maybe I don't need something right now from a local boutique or a local restaurant, but I want it in the future and I want them to have my dollars. And I think that's a fabulous solution to our issue. Or even bigger picture, sometimes you're feeling a little bit spendier just because you have that extra mental room. You're maybe scrolling more aimlessly on Instagram and seeing more of those ads, or you're maybe starting to finally open those email blasts from stores. So you don't typically spend much on frivolous purchases, but you're saying, well, I have the time, I have the capacity, I'm seeing more advertisements, and subliminally, something is telling me that I need this new pair of shoes or sunglasses or swimsuits or whatever it is. So there's two sides of this issue. It's the ethical, moral dilemma, and then also just, I have time, do I want this new swimsuit? So two very different kinds of spending that a lot of us are struggling with right now, especially when it comes to the conscious consumption conversation. I want to share some interesting solutions that I have heard either from listeners or in my DMs or whatever it may be, because I hope that it helps you find a new normal as a conscious consumer, but a community supporter, or indulgent a little bit in your own wants and desires. Whatever your quarantine spending dilemma may be, I hope that you find a little bit of clarity and advice in this conversation. Speaking of DMs and conversations, you can hang out with me on Instagram at EcoChicPodcast. That is where I primarily live, but we are also on Facebook and I have a personal Twitter account that you are more than welcome to hang out with me there too. I also want to mention totallyecochic.com. If you haven't been there in a minute, we're offering free shipping on things and we are still donating to bail bonds for Black Lives Matters protesters throughout the country. So I encourage you to check it out if you haven't in a minute. Anyway, let's talk about these conscious consumption conversations that I've come across. I would really like to start off the conversation with a response that I got from a listener named Karina. She was saying that while she does not typically purchase a lot of things and she's striving to live a low-waste lifestyle, she is interested in shopping from more Black, Indigenous, people of color-owned sustainable businesses in her area. Something that I loved about her response is that it was really important to link the unsustainable consumerism affecting human rights. So while you are actively concerned about human rights and sustainability, why can't you link those in your purchasing decisions? I think that's so important. So looking out for Black-owned businesses in your area is really cool. There's a lot of handy apps that you can find online or in the App Store to just shop Black, shop BIPOC. One of the most creative responses to how am I being a conscious consumer right now came from my friend Renee. Renee is interested in not only buying from brands that are nature-focused, but also planning ahead. She's interested in spending her dollars in the future, so she's interested in making plans now wherever those dollars can really make an impact. Something that I loved so much from her, she mentioned that she booked a stay at a small eco-conscious boutique hotel for a trip she has planned several months from now. Hopefully one that will pan out as long as it's reasonably responsible and safe to travel. And I think that this is such a cool response because it's similar to the business card answer. If you're thinking about taking a trip next summer, perhaps, is there a way for you to book in advance? Is there a way for you to buy items or experiences that are going to impact and help out that travel when the time comes? I think this is a great response because you're planning for the future, but you are also putting those dollars away now. Helps you out in the long run, and it helps the local boutique businesses that you choose to support out right now, and then you'll enjoy it later. So I think this is a great response, similar to the idea of buying business cards for maybe local restaurants or local boutiques that you can't shop at right now or you don't necessarily need to shop at right now. You're still buying the gift card so you can use it in advance, and you're putting those dollars where they need to be right now. I think this is an awesome answer. I also really liked her idea of shopping from brands that are nature-focused or they give back in some way. The brand that she mentioned, which is a brand that I really like a lot, is called Keep Nature Wild. It's a brand that cleans up a pound of trash for every item of theirs that you buy, and they have really cute, like, national park-focused t-shirts and hats and stickers and things like that. But beyond that, there are brands that will give back, or one-for-one models, or things along those lines. So if there's a way for you to shop in some capacity, giving back to a cause that you care about, whether that's national parks, or whether that is waste reduction, or there are some brands that will clean up waterways for every pair of jeans that you purchase, or something along those lines, see how the brand is giving back, see what their sustainability commitments are, if they have any corporate giving initiatives that you are particularly interested in. I think the idea of researching brands really takes another stand during quarantine. If you have the time, why don't you look a little bit deeper about who it is that you are purchasing from? We've spoken in the past about B Corps, B Corporations. I'm not going to get too deep into them now, but looking into organizations that are B Corps assures that you're supporting someone that is ethical and is respecting their workers and is as transparent as possible during the current crisis. So not even during the current crisis, during the current economy, it's the best way that we know that a brand is being transparent and honest about their working conditions. So I think making sure that you're researching your brands, looking for icons that make a difference to you, that are like vegan, cruelty-free, things like that. I feel like we always talk about these things when we talk about conscious consumerism, but especially right now, if you have the time to do the research, dig a little bit deeper, see if they have a corporate sustainability plan or they have any great corporate giving commitments that you're particularly proud of and passionate and you're interested in putting your dollars behind. Now, switching gears a little bit to a lot of the responses that I received when it comes to the conscious consumption conversation, a lot of those came from restaurant responses. So we've touched a little bit on the gift card idea so far, but when we talk about supporting restaurants in your area, this may be something that you don't typically do if you're not only a conscious consumer, but maybe you're just trying to be low waste, or if you are plant-based. There is a lot of barriers when it comes to eating out regularly if you're striving for all those things. You're probably already cooking a lot of your own meals at home if you're striving for that environmental lifestyle. Research the local vegan restaurants in your area or even local restaurants in general where you can make some small modifications to fit whatever your goals are. Small local restaurants in general, be it vegan, be it whatever your dietary restrictions are, even if you have no dietary restrictions, picking something that is maybe new to you, something that you wouldn't normally support or indulge in on a Wednesday night, it's not only a fun treat for you, but you can go the extra mile and say no napkins or no utensils or any of those extra things that are just wasteful that don't really align with your lifestyle. A lot of consumers are choosing to partake in these activities just because it's a way for them to give back to their community, try something new, try something a little bit different, and think outside the box when it comes to spending their dollars in their own community. Now, I want to take a minute to acknowledge that all of these solutions, quote unquote, when it comes to conscious consumption during this pandemic, so far have talked about spending money. And I really want to emphasize, do not feel pressured to do this if you do not have the economic feasibility right now. And I don't really like the idea of pressuring people to buy anything. I think it's kind of sleazy right now. And I think that there are better ways for us to spend our mental energy as opposed to stressing that you're not doing enough to give back to your community. There are a lot of ways that you can support local without spending money. And it could be looking at small businesses in your area that you've enjoyed in the past or you're interested in trying out. Thinking about people that you already really like and really support, even if you're not actively putting your dollars towards those organizations right now, think about writing them a positive review. I always like to say during this podcast, I always say write and review if you enjoy it. A lot of small businesses need that too. It's very, very uncommon that people actually take the time to write a review for something that they enjoy or something that they've come back to time and time again. And a lot of the time that is small businesses, restaurants, shops, whatever it may be in your area. A review really makes a big difference because think about how often it is that you look at reviews when you're looking to try a new place or buy a new product. You probably look at reviews pretty often, but how often is it that you actually go ahead and write your own? So I highly encourage you to review any of your favorite local businesses. Of course, also review this podcast. You know, I really appreciate it. But on the big picture, look at local businesses that you can already shout out in your Instagram stories or recommend to your friends. Engage with them on their social media platforms. Engagement is really important for a lot of these small businesses because even if you're not purchasing from them today, maybe you'll do it in the future. Maybe one of your friends will see that you're following them and they're going to want to get interested and whatever it may be, spread the word about these small businesses. It's also really important right now for these small businesses to feel a sense of community in the same way that you're looking for a sense of community online. A lot of us are because we're not physically seeing people showing up at restaurants or showing up at shops or any other outdoor events or local things. So if you can show up and be a community for your favorite businesses online, I highly encourage you to do that. A lot of these businesses may have newsletters that you can sign up for or any sort of virtual events that they're hosting online to introduce their products or engage with you further. Show up for them and be a community because we're hearing a lot of encouragement of checking up on your friends and checking up on your family and being there for each other because we're having a lot of mental struggles worldwide, nationally. Not only are we talking about the pandemic, but we're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. We're talking about a lot of financial constraints, a lot of economic shifts. A lot of things are going on right now where you need to be checking up on your friends and family and community. But furthermore, these businesses need you to check up on them too and show up for them online and show up for them wherever you can. If you can spend your dollars, that's great. But if you can't, there are options as well. All right. Thanks so much for hanging out today. That's all I have for you today. I hope it's helpful. I hope you've gotten some insight and some inspiration as to how we can continue to be conscious consumers post-quarantine, during quarantine, moving forward, showing up for each other, spending our dollars where it matters. I really appreciate you hanging out with me. I'm so excited that you're interested in this. I'm interested in it. Like I mentioned, I'd love for you to connect on Instagram at EcoChicPodcast. I have a lot of fun over there, or anywhere else where you're interested in connecting with me. All of my links are always in the show notes. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you really, really soon. Bye.